Dust off your concert t-shirts. CloudFest 2015 is coming to San Diego from August 12th to August 14th. At the beautiful Paradise Point Resort, the only place where 12 CPE, 4 educational tracks, nationally known speakers, and the chance to win $5,000 hit the stage for 3 days. CloudFest is a rock festival-inspired educational event where you can obtain the skills to improve your business. Additionally, meet the faces behind the scenes at the Cloud9 Real-Time team. Register now to be part of the band and take your business to the next level. Just go to www.cloudfest2015.com. That's cloudfest2015.com.
Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Well, welcome back to today's show. This is Keith Enix and you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week. We have a great interview today with Bill West. He's the chairman and CEO of Ellipsis Technologies. Ellipsis has developed a leading-edge web security technology, which allows a website owner to detect human traffic while quarantining all suspicious behavior. And what we're talking about today is different cloud technologies, security in cloud, as well as where things are going in the future. And I'm just excited to have you with us here today, Bill.
Good to be here.
You've been in this industry for a while. Why don't you go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of background? How do you ended up starting Ellipsis Technologies, and why it helps businesses today and the future?
Sure. Thanks, Keith. I spent a lot of my career in telecommunications. And obviously, we had a lot of security issues in telecommunications that we were dealing with on a regular basis. But this, the Ellipsis idea came out of a different discussion altogether. When we started, as the years go on and as I talk to people, I found that there's a overwhelming frustration with CAPTCHA and Turing tests of all types, whether it be a puzzle or complete the phrase or whatever. And when we did some research, we found that a large percentage of people, as soon as they see a test, log off, and about 30 to 40% fail on the first attempt with those squiggly little letters. And I'm one of those. I'm probably much higher than 30 or 40%, actually.
Yeah.
So we really sat back and tried to see what we could do and what other technologies were out there. We found some technologies out of a firm in Atlanta, and we used that as the basis for what we came up with. But what we tried to do and what we have done is we looked at human behavior, whether you can pick up timing and movement data points for a key press down, key press up, the route and the arc you take on the next piece to a form, whether you stop directly on the form or somewhat after it. And we collect dozens and dozens of these timing and movement data points. And we run it through our algorithmic models. And we can determine with 100% accuracy in the first few seconds of a browser session whether a user is a human or it's suspicious. So that's the basic basis of our technology right there.
For our listeners out there who don't quite understand what CAPTCHA is, could you go ahead and maybe explain just what that is? I'm sure once you've explained it, they'll know. I just want to make sure they know what you're talking
about. I'm sure everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
Sometimes before you send an email or you send an article in a magazine or you submit information on a form, you have to repeat those squiggly little letters that are very hard to decipher and getting harder every day. So that is CAPTCHA, and it's a Turing test. There are a number of different Turing tests. That's the most popular of the Turing tests, it's pervasive everywhere.
You know, I think about how the internet and technologies, it just makes sense that try to make things more human-friendly. And where do you think this technology, you know, it's very new, but it makes sense that it would need to fit into the internet. I don't think people out there necessarily think, you know, there needs to be some sort of capture technology, you know, right now. But then when you actually go to a site that has capture, you're like, man, when is somebody going to come up with something that's going to fix this?
Right.
And question for you, how many people do you think on average across websites, how much on average do you think people do not convert because of captcha?
Well, we know the statistics. We know that 3 to 4% log off as soon as they see it. So, you know what it costs to drive people to a website, so you've lost 3 to 4% right off the bat right there. And we know that 40% fail on the first attempt. We know you're either losing or annoying your customers. What our tool does is, and I think I mentioned this the other day, we not only separate human versus suspicious traffic, but we can rate each individual user and then allow the website owner to set up routing saying the humans can pass directly onto the site unencumbered. The suspicious traffic, we're not so sure about. Let's test them with capture or send them to a development site or send them to a test site or some other kind of test. But we're not so sure about these, so let's test it. But at least the people who came to the website to buy something can come in and actually buy something.
Hmm. I'm curious, is there any, with HTTPS and your system, is there any correlation between maybe not having to use CAPTCHA if you have HTTPS or... I guess innately people think that that's more trusted and even search engines would, but is that any part of your guys' system, or can you pretty much put it on any website without having to use HTTPS?
Yeah, it's our installation, and that was one of our design elements, was we wanted a very simple installation. We didn't want an appliance in the data center. We did not want to take all of a company's data. We just want the timing and movement data. So our installation is extraordinarily simple. It's a simple JavaScript tag. It's installation, as you well know, is 30 seconds a site. And then we collect everything through API calls, as you can imagine. So that was part of our design element to make it extraordinarily simple, not only invisible to the human site visitors, but extraordinarily simple for the website owner.
Bill, can you kind of tell me a little bit about why, obviously you're very interested, it seems like, in a conversion rate optimization. Can you maybe give a little bit of the story or the methodology behind Ellipsis and how that, technology, obviously you have a tool, but what's that methodology you have about conversion rate optimization to help people out?
Yeah.
That story.
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, and there's number. The people who would normally log off, the people who would fail or repeated failures and eventually log off, the people you're just annoying. I mean, obviously, you're improving your conversion there. And we have two clients right now that are using us really for web performance. If 30 to 40% of their traffic is suspicious or bots, and they can remove that, that increases the performance for the humans. So that was an interesting little wrinkle that we sadly didn't think of ourselves.
That's fascinating. So you're actually increasing load time of your website a little bit.
By eliminating the bad traffic. Yeah. Right.
Makes sense. Do you have any statistics on, case studies that kind of show how much that might improve with a certain amount of traffic?
Well, it's really a percentage of the suspicious traffic. The average we found across all of our clients is about 20% suspicious traffic. And that goes from, and most people are right around that mean right there. We have a couple of outliers in the 60, 70, 80% suspicious traffic, but those are really anomalies. So in effect, if you can remove 20% of the traffic or 30% of the traffic from your site, it's just math at that point on what the performance improves.
So, from a marketing standpoint, how does having, a faster website, we see this 3 to 4% decrease of people actually leaving the site. People who see CAPTCHA, 3 to 4% leave. 40% fail on first attempt. That's interesting. What do you see this as far as affecting businesses moving forward in the future? And, you know, there's two levels. You think of the small guy as well as the big guy. How is this usable to them?
Well, I mean, they've spent a lot of money driving everybody to the site so everybody can get on and buy something. They came to the site for a very specific reason. It's really a customer satisfaction issue. When you do customer satisfaction surveys, and I've just seen a couple of informal surveys, website visitors are, for the most part, dissatisfied with any kind of test, especially the ones that fail. So it's really a customer satisfaction issue. People that come to your site can actually come onto your site and buy something. They don't have to be tested. It's kind of a reverse thing. Right now, most of the tests are trying to find bots. We're saying, let's try to find humans and let them on.
That's kind of an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, we have this saying, you know, you try to please humans when you do internet marketing, right? And there's many forms of pleasing bots, whether that's the Google bot or whatever is coming to your site. It's just interesting because quite a fascinating tool for I can see how it would fit really well into businesses who have a lot of traffic. I'm curious, for small businesses who maybe have, you know, 1,000 visits a month or less, do you see a pretty good uplift in maybe conversion rates on their site? Have you guys done testing in that regard, as well as, I guess, that decrease in traffic and such?
You know, thus far, because we just opened for business, we spent most of last year and some of 2013 developing our product. We rolled it out November 1st. So all of our successes so far are pretty anecdotal. You know, we have our customers telling us that intuitively they think that, you know, they're getting more throughput with their clients. But we haven't done anything empirical on that as of yet. We will, but we haven't yet. We've been pretty much just installing customers. Since
Yeah, no kidding. I understand. Well, what do you think the future is for, you know, this type of cloud technology and the way websites are going? Do you think that humans are going to fairly quickly in the future expect this type of technology on websites?
I think they will. I think there's, you know, while CAPTCHA is annoying and hurts customer satisfaction and hurts customer throughput, it's free. So, you know, that's a pretty good sales angle. I think the future and where our long-term development plans are going, Keith, is, when you look at most major breaches across the country, they're not that sophisticated. They have somebody's credentials, so their username and password, and they get in through normal means. I would like to adopt our human behavior analysis to individual humans. So if there's an accounts payable clerk in a large company and they log on with remote access, I know what their behavior is like. And so if someone else tries to log in with their credentials, I'm saying if they're not moving like that person, so let's block them. And so I think ultimately I'd like to use human behavior analysis to identify individuals rather than just in aggregate on a website.
Very interesting. Well, what are the things do you think, you know, as far as you guys have this technology, but one of the things I think about with companies is, you know, you have a tool and you have this methodology, you know, where do you guys see Ellipsis going? Do you guys, because I see a big consultant side of helping businesses understand, you know, why this is important, why conversion rate optimization is important. What would you guys say is probably your best target market?
Right now, the low-hanging fruit seems to be enormous corporations that have just massive amounts of traffic, but a lot of known bot or suspicious traffic. We have also been approached and we're working with a lot of, not necessarily resellers, but firms that host a lot of sites.
Sure, like Squarespace or something like that.
Exactly. Right. You know, tens of thousands of sites that they can offer it as a service to their clients. We also have been working with a couple of web performance companies, as I mentioned, that are really trying to just improve the performance of the website by removing suspicious traffic. And I think that's a huge market for us going forward. But right now, we're pretty young into this, so so you seem to be doing very well with the low-hanging fruit. We haven't had to get that sophisticated yet just because our product seems to have a lot of demand.
Oh, absolutely. I can see how it would fit really well within those big websites. I was considering, Squarespace is one of them, or sites like, Weebly. Anybody who's wanting to get a hosted solution, I'm sure CAPTCHA is quite a blocker to their user base and everything. It just makes a lot of sense.
It is, It's very, very popular. And as I said, it's free, so that's that's a good sales angle. And we're very economical too, so we think we can compete on that level as well.
You know, just from a conversion rate optimization standpoint, we run a lot of paid search for our clients, and we also we do, of course, organic optimization and such. And the search engines in general, I think anything that has to do with getting rid of anything that would be considered spammy or fluff, in their eyes is a good thing. I'm curious to see potentially what perhaps a case study on, because we know if you speed up load times, for instance, paid search campaigns actually convert better on a website.
Nice.
It's kind of like, you can wait for servers to be faster and load times, but then, every time the internet gets faster, websites get bigger.
That's correct. Right.
Nicer looking media and pictures that load so slow. I'm curious, how that would affect business owners who are looking to change maybe a conversion rate problem. If on your final form you've got a CAPTCHA and you're 40% are filling on that first attempt, it's possible you're out of every 10, form fill outs, you may be losing one.
That's exactly right.
So, that's kind of interesting to consider. If you're even a small business, it might actually work well to have some sort of a not just a faster website, but obviously the CAPTCHA just totally gone from the website.
Right.
So.
And we are not recommending CAPTCHA be totally gone, because I think for suspicious traffic, you want to test them. Although we have some of our clients that do not test suspicious traffic. They just send them directly to a development site or a test site or something like that. So, we have that dynamic happening as well. We were talking about the suspicious traffic, and all research that we've seen is that suspicious traffic has increased dramatically over the last few years and continues to increase.
Yeah.
So as web performance and web speeds improve, they're being bogged down with suspicious traffic too. So that's part of our thesis, is that we can pull that off. So you could realize the fruits of increased speed.
Yeah, the spam increaseth constantly.
Exactly. And so you can, if you're getting improved speed on your site, you can actually realize it rather than having suspicious traffic eat it up.
Sure. Well, Bill, where can our listeners go to learn more about your company and your product?
Well, our website is www.humanpresence.net, or they can contact me directly, bill@humanpresence.net. And as I mentioned to you guys, if any of your listeners would like a free demo trial, we will set them up with an account and send them the JavaScript, and they can take a look at it and take it for a test run.
Oh, that's great. Well, Bill, I appreciate you being with us today. Once again, if you're thinking about maybe speeding up your websites, or you're thinking about getting that junk traffic off and speeding up the capture process. Those were some very interesting statistics. 3 to 4% of traffic leaves if you have CAPTCHA on your website. 40% fail on the first attempt. So if you're looking to do conversion rate optimization, which we've talked about on this show many times on your website, then you know, take a look at Bill West's product there over at Ellipsis. And the website, again, is humanpresence.net. You can go there and learn more about it or connect with Bill directly. Well, I appreciate you guys listening in today. And go ahead and check out our past episodes if you haven't at cloudtalkradio.com. Tune in each week at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are here on Tuesdays. This is Keith Enix. Hoping you have a wonderful week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. Have a good week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.